Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and do you know what saying is absolute bullshit? It's something that I fucking promise that you've heard. You probably heard it over and over and over again in your younger life. I don't know how much I hear it now that I'm older. People kind of ease up on stupid bullshit when you're older. I'm not really sure why that is. I mean, everybody's still full of shit when you're older, but I guess it's like when you're a fucking kid or when you're younger or when you're in high school or college, everybody wants to give you fucking advice. Everybody wants to tell you how to live, tell you how shit's gonna be, but they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. When you're older, like in a fucking job, like, I don't know, some people try to do that, but like, I'm at the point, and I've been at this point for a long time, where like right now I'm fucking 40. I don't give a fuck what you have to say. I don't give a fuck about your advice. I don't want to talk to you. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the reason I don't get any of this shit anymore because I don't fucking interact with anybody else. But before I get way too fucking far off track on my tangent here, the saying is this: if you quit at blank, whatever the fuck you're doing, but if you quit this, if you quit that, if you quit fucking baseball, if you quit this job, if you quit this course, then you're gonna quit at everything. You've heard that, haven't you? If you start to be a quitter now, you're gonna be a quitter your entire fucking life. That is the biggest load of fucking dog shit that I've ever fucking heard. First of all, what the fuck does that even mean? You know how much shit that people quit doing every fucking day? You quit watching TV shows. Hey man, I'm watching this show. This sucks. I'm not gonna fucking watch this anymore. You fucking turn the channel. I'm in a relationship with somebody. This relationship sucks. I gotta fucking get the fuck out of here. Like, we're not compatible. You fucking quit that relationship. That's what a fucking breakup is. It's quitting. It's quitting the fucking relationship. Hey, this job blows. I fucking quit this job. Hey, I don't really like majoring in computer science. This sucks a plate of dicks. I'm gonna fucking drop this, aka quit it, and then pick up fucking communications. Hey, this job is toxic bullshit. I want fucking out of this shit. No, I can't do this because if I quit this job, I'm gonna quit every fucking job. I don't even really understand like what the logic of that fucking saying is. To me, I feel like it's the fucking man. I feel like it's fucking some dickhead in authority, whether it's your fucking parents, whether it's your boss, whether it's professors, or just fucking random sacks of shit in government that wants you fucking controlled. They just fucking tell you that to keep you in fucking horrible situations. If you're in a situation that you don't like, get the fuck out of there. Quit it. Get the fuck out. Quit. Think about how much of your life is spent doing shit that you fucking hate. And sometimes you can't quit. Like maybe you need fucking health insurance so you stay at your job. Because we live in such a great fucking society that our fucking healthcare coverage is tied into employment. What a phenomenal fucking system. Hey, keep working that dead-end soul-crushing fucking job so if you get sick, you don't have to fucking shell out $20,000. Or maybe you still do because our healthcare system blows, but maybe shelling out $20,000 is better than shelling out $120,000. My dad used to say that to me all the time. You can't quit. Now, there are some situations where maybe you shouldn't fucking quit. Because, like, if you're growing up and you consistently start something and you fucking quit at the first sign of adversity, that's bad, too. But there's a difference between that and, like, man, this situation is really not good for me. I'm getting the fuck out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a kid who plays board games and the second you start to lose, you fucking quit, that makes you an asshole. But that's more to do with you being a pussy asshole than it has to do with, like, you quitting shit. And my dad saying that was super fucking ironic. You know how many jobs that motherfucker had? That fucker quits jobs all the fucking time. He quits cake fucking jobs all the fucking time. That piece of shit's never fucking happy. He's moving all over the fucking place. Job, 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 job. But Chris Johnson doesn't want to work at fucking the school being a goddamn janitor anymore. Like, oh, you gotta quit. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. Motherfucker, you don't know what I'm getting myself into. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Listen, let people make their own fucking decisions. If me quitting something was a fucking mistake, then I'm gonna fucking learn, motherfucker, maybe I shouldn't have fucking quit that. Maybe the grass isn't always greener. But to just blanketly say that you can never quit anything because it makes you just some fucking loser quitter like it's some kind of a negative. Dude, get the fuck out of here. My last job was the most negative fucking experience I've ever had in my entire life. I stayed at that piece of shit call center insurance job for about 5 years, and I was miserable. Absolutely miserable. I mean, it was a means to an end for a little while because I was deep in debt and it paid me a lot. But the second I had the means to get out of there, I fucking got out of there. And you know how fucking happy I've been ever since? I'm fucking thrilled now. I don't take my fucking work home with me, even though I work from home. But you know, like when you're done with your shift and you can just fucking shut everything off and not fucking worry about it, that's where I'm at now. You know how fucking awesome that is? I wouldn't have got this if I didn't quit the other job. I would take the other job home with me because it made me so goddamn miserable. I couldn't enjoy my time off because I hated that place so much. We have so many dumb fucking sayings in our society that just don't make any sense. And again, sometimes you do have to see some shit through. I remember playing sports in high school, and like, I remember football sucked. I'm running my ass off, I'm not fucking playing, but like, motherfucker, I made a commitment for a couple months, I can play for a couple months. Like, don't let your kids quit all the time with like that shit. No, you made a commitment, you're gonna fucking do this, fucking handle it. But that's really the end of it. You know how many classes I dropped in college? Cause I thought, oh dude, this blows, I don't wanna fucking take this shit. I would sign up for like 5 classes every semester in college. You needed to take at least like 12 credits to be a full-time student, which was basically 4 classes. And 5 classes was manageable, but I never really liked taking 5 classes. Some some people might say that it's because I'm fucking lazy, but like, I don't know, dude, like I can't handle too much shit at once. It's fucking overwhelming. But I would always sign up for 5 and almost inevitably I would fucking drop one. And this is shit that I needed to take, but I remember I'd sit in there, I'd listen to the fucking professor, like talk about the syllabus, talk about like what's coming up for the semester. And I think like, is this guy a dick? Is this guy seems like an asshole to me. Like, I don't want to fucking chill with this dude for 3 months. Fuck him. Or they'd go down the list. Like, we're going to do this group project. Nope. Absolutely not. My fucking ass is out. Enjoy yourselves. I'm going to fucking pick up another elective next semester. That's fine. That's just how shit works. You move around, you find a situation that's finally fucking good, and you fucking stay there. Anyway, quit whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I know you'll be back too, because you can't quit me. But Sundays and Wednesdays are when new episodes of the podcast come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on any fucking major podcasting site, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, whatever the fuck you want. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram at maybe5minutes. That's maybe the number 5 minutes. And this podcast is going to pop up right in my Facebook timeline for you.